Two men in a six pack starts in 3, 2, 1. Welcome, Two Men and a Six Pack listeners. We are back where we belong on a Sunday night. This is Goody, and I got some of my friends here with me, Bobby Mills, Bob Mills, and Nicholas Snodgrass, or Douglas Snodgrass, however he wants to be called today. Nicholas, what do you want to be called? Douglas Snodgrass or Nick?
It's whatever you want to call me.
Whatever I want to call you. All right. Listen, we're back on Sunday nights. This is going to be the new format. I want to kind of give everybody a heads up. We're going to try something new starting on Friday. So we're going to do like a morning podcast on Friday that I'll get out to everyone Friday morning. It's going to be, I think it's going to be titled, Hang On, The Weekend's Almost Here. And it's going to be no guests. It's going to be no anything. It's just going to be kind of telling everybody what's going on with the sports world the coming weekend, whether it's high school football on Friday nights, big college games and basketball, football, and then the NFL. So you don't have to go look through the paper, which you might get or might not get, and because it might be 4 days old or whatever.
Or a week old.
We know you can't just sit around and watch ESPN all day. So this is going to be a condensed 3 or 4 minutes, kind of quick hitting, let you know what's going on, and we'll see how it goes. So if we get some listeners for that, we'll continue that. If we don't, then we'll just stay with the Sunday night. So I've got Bob and Bobby and Nick here tonight. Thanks, Twin Peaks and Mike Brandon. Food, the Millionaire Bacon, right on time. Chicken, right on time. Quesadillas, right on time. So y'all ready to get going?
Yeah, why not? Yeah. Let's do it, baby.
All right, this date in sports, 1962, the New York Giants' Y.A. Tittle passes for 7 touchdowns versus the Washington Redskins in a 49-34 win. Didn't quite turn out that well for the G-men today.
No. We'll talk about it. I don't think he's thrown 7 touchdown passes the last 2 seasons. Has he?
Oh, well, I think when he played Madden 2018, he did.
Yeah,
he finally played his son.
Okay, just
He played his son who was 12.
And Y.A. Tittle?
Y.A. Tittle. 1997, this was a pretty historic landmark in pro sports history. The NBA announced the hiring of Dee Cantor and Violet Palmer as the first women to officiate a major league or pro all-male sporting league. They were the first NBA refs for the NBA basketball. So,
and currently the NBA's only got 1 female assistant coach still.
That's right. That's right. 2015. This is why baseball sucks. Longest ever first game of the World Series was played on this day, 5 hours and 9 minutes. The Kansas Oilers. Now think about what you could do. What can you do in 5 hours and 9 minutes? Mm-hmm. You could drive to Raleigh, North Carolina, and back. You could literally drive to Asheville going about 75 miles an hour in 5 hours. Mm-hmm. I mean, 5 hours and 9 minutes.
We could be on the way back from the Panthers game.
That's right. The Royals beat the Mets 5-4. But wait. It gets better. Just a couple of days ago, people would have been praying for a 5-hour game. Game 3, World Series, a couple days ago, it went a smooth 7 hours and 20 minutes. Now think about this. 7 hours and 20 minutes.
That's more than I sleep.
40 more minutes and it would have been 8 hours. That would be a third of the freaking day that you spent watching a baseball game.
I can't believe people stayed inside the stadium.
Well, you can't. The problem is you can't get that time back. I mean, once it's gone, it's gone.
Yeah, time's one of those funny things.
And you can't buy a beer after the middle of the 7th inning.
Yeah. God, and it went 18 innings. What happened, there was probably a ton of people there, and they got drunk, and then by about the 12th or 13th inning, they sobered up and everybody left. Hell, we're not drunk anymore. There's no reason to be at the baseball game.
Well, the losers of that's Uber. You know, they lost out that night. Yeah, the Uber drivers lost out.
Yeah, anyway, a smooth 7 hours and 20 minutes. Sure. Just reinforcing that baseball sucks. Birthdays on this day. This one's interesting. 1949.
Your hero.
Caitlyn Jenner, a.k.a. Bruce Jenner. So in the biography for Caitlin slash Bruce, 1976 Olympic gold medalist in the decathlon, TV personality, and prominent transgender figure.
Yes.
I'll just go and leave it at that. 1955, Bill Gates, co-founder of this little company called Microsoft. Living proof that getting beat up in high school will make you stronger and smarter.
And wealthier.
And wealthier. My man Trevor, who's not here tonight, submitted this one. 1964, Paul Wiley, 1992 Olympic silver medalist in
figure skating. Mm.
And 1967, she is 51 years old. Pretty woman herself, Julia Roberts, was born in Smyrna, Georgia.
Wow. Mm.
Can you believe she's 51?
Yeah. Wow.
She's pretty impressive still.
Pretty impressive. Pretty woman. All right, let's move on. High school football. I have no idea when games are being played this week. I just kind of look and see when Chris Miller is tweeting something to know that somebody's playing football. But sometime over the last week, we had about five or six football games, and then we had three or four that got canceled. So South Wedge edged out Pender 77-0. They moved to 7-2. Yeah, they moved to 7-2 and 5-0 in conference.
Close game.
Close game. It was up. It was on the fence till the coin flip.
Yeah.
West Carteret defeated Northside 34-21. East Duplin took the L versus James Keenan, which I did not expect that. 44-24. Wow. So that's pretty. Evidently, James Keenan's got it going on.
The real deal.
They used to be. I don't know if they still are now, but they dropped to 1A at one point in time. I don't know if they've moved back up to 2A, but I think they're in that conference with East Duplin.
Yeah.
And it doesn't get any easier for East Duplin next week. We'll talk about that.
Yeah.
Clinton. Swansboro took one on the chin, losing to Havelock 56-0. And Dixon, 50-8 over Lejeune. Now, I'm just going to go on the record here and say if Dixon could play Lejeune every week, that they legitimately could be a playoff contending team. Just saying.
I mean, it looks like the Dixon-Pender game would be a strong game.
I think they've played. I'm not sure if they've played or not. Yeah. It would be a game. Jacksonville-White Oak postponed, rescheduled for either November 6th or November 8th. Richlands-East Carteret has been moved to Monday, tomorrow night, October 29th. And Trask and Croatan has been moved to tomorrow night, October 29th. So you're going to have some teams going to be doubling up, playing Monday night and then coming back and playing on Friday of this week. So area stats. Miller, thank you for these stats because I can regurgitate them on this podcast. Passing. Not a lot of passing yards going on. I think Onslow County, you made reference to this, Bobby, before I brought this up. Not a lot of passing yards in Onslow County.
I mean, Onslow County, I mean, I think, you know, obviously we've been a running heavy squads this whole time. And Phil Padgett started the way with his state championship runs. And he's the only one that's really shown success at that. And I think that's the struggle that we have when we go against these bigger cities in Charlotte and whatnot.
Oh, yeah.
For the state championships. I think that's why we struggle to compete at that level.
So Northside has played. So the leading in passing in the area is the Andrews kid from Northside. I think they've played. I think it's probably seven or eight games.
Seven games.
In seven games, he's leading the area with 515 yards of passing.
Average about 75 yards a game.
Yeah, he has thrown for 4 TDs, which is less than one a game. Okay. I mean, I don't really know what else to say, but. Obviously, it gets a little brighter and a little better when we start talking about rushing. The kid that transferred in from, I think it was Trask, to Southwest Jordan, he's leading the area in rushing with 1,431 yards, 20 TDs. But more impressive is he's averaging 11.5 yards per carry. I think that's pretty strong. Pretty impressive. Yeah, now they have played 9 games.
And that's simple math. That's a first down every run.
That's basically every time he touches the ball per carry, he's getting a first down.
Yeah, okay. I was just making sure.
Yeah, last time I checked. That's right. The Brown kid from East Duplin, he's closing in on 1,000 yards, 15 TDs. And my man, Graham Brinker, from Jacksonville High School, he's fourth in the area right now, 696 yards, 10 TDs, and averaging 10.5 yards a carry.
Averaging a first down a carry, too.
Yeah, now Jacksonville, what's kind of impressive about this is Jacksonville's only played six games. They're 6-0. So not that he's going to catch the Southwest kid who is at the 1,400-yard mark, but we're working on 700 yards in six games.
He's averaging over 100 yards a game.
Average over 100 yards a game. So, anyway. So, not to be outmatched by the anemic passing, we also have the anemic receiving. Obviously, if nobody's throwing the ball, then nobody's catching the ball.
It goes both ways.
Yeah, the kid from Swansboro, Lee, leading the airing in receiving, 277 yards for the season.
That's strong.
I think, if I'm not mistaken, I could be wrong, I think Odell Beckham Jr. had that about 6 weeks ago in one game. Yes. I think he had 277 yards.
In one game.
In one game.
And he's got Eli Manning throwing.
I mean, what the hell?
I mean, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah. So this is the bright spot for Lejeune. Lejeune has the second leading receiver in the county, probably because they're always coming from behind, just going out on a limb there. But Johnson is on the heels of the kid from Swansboro. He's got 221 yards, three TDs, but an impressive 11.6 yards per catch. So,
which is a first down every catch.
Interesting. So next time we go over this, we'll probably just discuss the rushing totals because we could have saved about 4 or 5 minutes by not going over the passing and receiving.
And I don't know if you mentioned it, but my buddy Phil Padgett led Southwest to a state championship without completing a forward pass.
Really?
He's the
never completed
a forward
pass. He's the first state champion to do that, and I think it was like 30 or 40 years. It was some.
That was about 2005, I believe.
So what you're saying, passing equals overrated? Just saying. So coming this week, we got – well, first of all, let's talk about the games. We'll talk about the games that are going to be played tomorrow night. I think we already talked about them on last podcast. Richlands – and where we got? Oh, Richlands and East Carteret. Who y'all got? Richlands, East Carteret.
Wow. I'm gonna have to go with East Carteret.
I'm gonna go with the Lands. I think I went with Lands on Wednesday night, so I think I better go with the Lands again.
Okay.
I'm sticking with the Pig. Going to Lands.
Going to Lands. Trask Croatan. I'm going Trask on that.
That's a rough one. I mean, neither one's gonna win the state championship. So
neither one's probably gonna make the playoffs.
Yeah, exactly. I'm going to go Trask.
All right. So let's move on to this week. Clinton at East Duplin. I think Clinton's a little bit down this year as opposed to years past. So I'm going to go with the homestanding East Duplin Panthers.
I'm going to go with Clinton.
I think Dark Horses.
Nichols, who you got?
Clinton.
Barn burner. Richlands, after they play East Duplin, will play host Dixon. Just going to go out on a limb here, and I'm going to say Richlands.
Richlands by 100.
Dixon's winning streak's over.
Yeah.
All right. East Carteret at Lejeune. I mean,
yeah.
Does Lejeune get off the skid?
Lejeune couldn't be East Carteret.
What's their losing record right now? I mean, it's kind of
it's approaching. They've lost like 48 out of the last 49.
I mean, at what point?
It's approaching 30.
I mean, what point do you set the record? We need to look that up next week to see what squad had the most L's in a row in the state.
Or the nation.
Nation, we can look that up.
I mean, if you're going to be a Grizzly.
Sometimes you got to make fun of the situation to try to get some attention. Because obviously right now what they're doing is not working.
I'm going with East Carteret.
East Carteret.
Not even close, seriously.
Southwest, next question. Southwest Trask. I think we're all going to go with Southwest there. This is an interesting one. White Oak at Northside.
I mean, Northside's been really down this year.
But White Oak's
been struggling.
Yeah.
And like we talked to Bert early in the year, I said it's just going to take him a couple years to build his program. So, I mean, I still think Northside's probably going to win this game.
I'd agree, Northside.
Yes. I think Merck can get him next year maybe, but this year, Monarchs.
All right. West Carteret at Swansboro, the battle of the people that live near the beaches.
Yeah. The battle of the mullets.
I would just say West Carteret because West Carteret does not have – I mean, they seem to be playing – I think the only two games that they've really gotten beaten badly this year have been Jacksonville and Havelock.
Yeah.
I'm going to go West Carteret.
All the way.
All the way. And then the big one, next Friday night, Cardinal Stadium, the Havelock Rams, legitimately the fourth best college team in the state of North Carolina. And
we know it's what the fourth best defense.
Yeah, exactly. Against the Jacksonville Cardinals. This is a tough one, boys.
Currently ranked number 1 and 2 in the state.
Yeah.
I kind of made a strategy process on this decision.
Okay.
You know, I'm the only Jacksonville alum sitting here.
Yep.
But I obviously would love my Cardinals to win, but I'd rather win in the playoffs.
So you're going for
And that. I don't think Jacksonville can, I don't think anybody can beat Havelock twice in 1 year.
So you're going for the Rams on this particular
I'm picking game. The Rams because I want Jacksonville to beat them in the playoffs.
Okay.
Fair enough.
Fair enough. I'm going with Havelock regardless.
Yep.
Probably this time and next time.
I'm going with my hometown favorite, the Cards.
Because you're scared of Phil Padgett will say something.
Well, I do still coach there, too.
That, good point. Nick, so you got?
I think I'm with Bob on this one, Havelock.
All right, me too. All right, so there we go. All right, college football. Great day yesterday in college football. We saw a little separation between some contenders and pretenders yesterday.
I mean, 11 teams in the top 25 lost. That's the most in the modern poll era.
Oh, is it?
Mm-hmm.
Did not know that. I know that you had some teams that were ranked and some highly ranked teams lost. But we'll start with Clemson.
Mm.
Wow.
Mm.
Wow. They're not a pretender.
I think they can play with Alabama.
I honestly think that every week that Tyler Lawrence kid gets better and better.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, he had his first 300-yard passing game last week against NC State. Then yesterday, he had his second 300-yard passing game. I mean, the score, it was, what was the final, like 52-10 or something like that? I mean, it wasn't even that close.
Wow. No. It was a blowout.
Yeah, it was Florida State. They're down.
But it was the biggest loss of Florida State's history, too.
Biggest home loss in Florida State history.
By 49 points.
Yeah.
If anyone could play with Alabama, it would be them.
Yeah.
Look for those two in the ship.
Yeah, pretty impressive. Notre Dame beat Navy pretty good.
I still think Notre Dame's overrated, personally.
And Navy's not that good this year.
Yeah, they're not. I mean, no. I mean, I think that, yeah. I mean, I think Notre Dame is just going to – they're just going to lack what they always lack. When you go against teams like Clemson, Alabama, Notre Dame just seems to be a step behind.
Oh, yeah.
Just a step behind.
Everybody is.
Georgia, real good victory over Florida. World's largest cocktail party. If you had gone to that game, you might not even made it into the game itself. You might have just continued to enjoy the world's largest cocktail party.
I'd probably still be there. So
okay. Still trying to find your car.
Yeah, still trying to find my way back.
Okay. Penn State rallied to defeat Iowa in a Big Ten matchup, and we'll talk about that a little while later. That's actually has some consequences in the Big Ten. Now, talk about some pretenders. Number 6, Texas, took it on the chin and fell to Oklahoma State. Result, Texas, pretender.
Pretend.
Yeah.
South Florida, previously unbeaten in the American Athletic Conference, drilled by Houston. Result, pretender. And I hate to do this to you boys, but NC State proved that last week wasn't a fluke. They really have no defense whatsoever.
Yeah, we probably need to call Havelock in. They start playing the D4s the rest of the year.
They gave up 51 points to Syracuse, lost their second in a row. 51-41.
In our defense of that game, I think we had more passing yards in that game than all of Onslow County has all season.
You probably could have taken every quarterback in Onslow County, added up their passing yardage. Yeah.
It'd be less than that game.
And, yeah.
422 yards for State passing.
Really?
It was 400-something for Boston County.
472.
For Syracuse.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
But legitimately, you could have taken all the passing yards for every quarterback.
Yes.
And added them together, and then taken Syracuse's passing yards and State's passing yards for the one game and added them together.
That's what I'm just saying.
Yeah, okay.
That's what I'm saying.
Oh, okay. I thought you were talking about NC State.
No.
You're talking
about – wow. No, both of them together. The total.
Yards. Yeah. Oh, I agree with you. I agree with
you. That's Tony Durant, a Carolina State guy. We can do math.
Okay, get it. All right, moving on. Of course, once again, UNC took the big L. UVA firmly cementing the phrase I coined many, many weeks ago, Fedora out the Dora.
What day does he get fired?
I don't know. Probably the day after season ends. They're going to keep him through the end of the season.
Yeah.
I mean, literally when he's – I think our last game is against Shaw on the 27th. So literally when we're walking off the field after y'all have passed for 682 yards and beaten us in overtime – no, literally, as he's walking off the field, they will say, "Coach, we're going to have to escort you in because we've changed the locks.
Can I ask you this?
Yeah.
If he ends up winning two games or three games and ends up beating State at the end of the year, I'm just saying, give me some. They still want to keep him.
I personally don't think they will.
I remember a couple years ago when we won against Carolina, we kept that coach one more year. I think it was Chuck Amato. Had we lost that game?
Well, that's because Chuck wore those great glasses.
Yes, he did.
I mean, he wore those great sunglasses, and he had a
massive chest. I think he's got the biggest chest I've ever seen. Bigger than Pamela Anderson.
Potentially. I would say potentially. Yeah. So, no, I just don't think we're going to keep him because, as I'd like to say, we suck. I mean, we simply suck. We're 1-7. We suck.
Yeah.
And a rarity, a rarity did occur this weekend. ECU did not lose.
Give them a shout out.
They actually didn't play, but they did not lose.
That's a win in my book.
They have Memphis at home next weekend. So, but let's move on. So we got some big games coming up this a week from yesterday. This next Saturday, some really good games that have really big impact. Obviously, the biggest one, Bama LSU. They play at Baton Rouge. You got two top four, five teams in the country. SEC West title is on the line, or at least the inside track. Bama still has to play Auburn. They still have a couple games left, but the way that Bama's been playing, the way that LSU's been playing, the winner of this game is going to have the inside track to SEC title, and obviously the SEC championship, and then obviously, if not the top spot in the bowl, one or two.
I want Bama to win this game for the sheer fact by Bama winning, LSU drops out of the top five. And UCF then has a better shot to make it into the playoffs.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting.
That's part of my concern with all this. Yeah. I want UCF there just because you do back-to-back years undefeated, you deserve to.
Yeah. It'll be interesting here. You're going to see here in a second. And I can go ahead and drop down and talk about it. The Tuesday, the first college football rankings come out, the playoff rankings. Yeah. So it's going to be interesting to see. I think we all kind of know the top four or five or how we think the top three, four, five, but it's going to be interesting to see how, like you just talked about, where UCF is, you know, can fall down. Because if they can get into the top even
– eight.
Yeah, if they can get into the top six, seven, eight, something like that, and then things start happening here and there, they, you know, considering they wouldn't have lost potentially in 2 years, you know – all you can do is play who is on your schedule.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I would agree with that. And I think they've got a pretty – their biggest – it didn't do them very much justice yesterday with South Florida getting beat because South Florida was undefeated
as well. But then
Houston's
ranked now.
But, yeah, Houston's ranked. There's like, I think, 7-1 or something like that. And so if both of them keep winning, you know, that'll be a good matchup in the American Athletic Conference championship game. So we'll just see. I'm kind of pulling for UCF too.
Okay.
So
thank you.
In the East, SEC East, this is interesting. Georgia travels to Kentucky for, yes, the inside track for the SEC East title. This isn't basketball.
Is Calipari on the recruiting
Calipari must be doing some recruiting for Mark Stoops.
Yes.
Because the Wildcats are playing next weekend for a potential berth in the SEC championship game. This game is next Saturday, obviously, or this coming Saturday, however you want to say it. And like 3 days later, Kentucky plays Duke in one of the first
basketball games
of the season. And they're saying that this game could potentially outshadow the Kentucky-Duke basketball game. Legitimately the biggest game in Kentucky history
in the
last 40 years. Yeah.
Oh,
I don't know what happened 40 years ago, maybe mid-70s, I guess. But evidently the biggest game in Kentucky football history in the last 40 years.
I'm pulling for Georgia just because John Calipari's at Kentucky.
Me too.
I think Georgia brings them down to reality.
I do too. Yeah, I think so too. We'll get into predictions, but I agree with you. Northwestern. Now, you say, well, hell, why are we talking about Northwestern? Northwestern plays Iowa next weekend, and you probably guys are saying, so what?
Where?
They play them, I think it's at Iowa, actually. Okay. But Northwestern currently leads the Big Ten West by one game over Iowa, Purdue, and Wisconsin. And they've already beat Purdue and Wisconsin. So if they can win this thing, they will probably represent the Big Ten West in the championship game, obviously against the Michigan Ohio State winner. So that's just kind of an interesting fact. And then finally, you got Texas and West Virginia. Texas was undefeated in Big 12 play before Saturday. and they lost. But Texas and West Virginia play Saturday, both 4-1, as is Oklahoma. Oklahoma's 4-1. The winner here will have the inside track at the number one seed, and I'm going to call it the number one seed because in the Big 12. Okay, so it's at Northwestern. It's okay. So we're corrected. The game with Northwestern and Iowa is at Northwestern. So I think that gives Northwestern a leg up. But the Big 12, there's not East and West, or there's not North and South. And this is kind of crazy. I'm going to talk about this. The top two teams that finish during the regular season, they play a round robin. Top two teams finish, play again in the Big 12 championship game. Now, this is just kind of weird to me. So, just for the results and for the record, how many teams are in the Big 12?
10.
Do you know how many teams are in the Big are in the Big 10?
11.
14
now, that's right.
Two divisions, 7. So, the ACC and SEC show some real forethinking many years ago when they named their conference by not attaching a number to it because that's just extremely confusing. Big 12, 10 teams. Big 10, 14 teams.
Or can they switch their names?
You know.
Well, the Big 10 is still the Big 2 and Little 9.
Yeah,
little
actually. 12. Yeah, Big 2, Little 12, actually. So, anyway, that's just weird. Anyway, the Amway's coaches poll came out today, which is not the AP. AP comes out on Monday. Bama, Clemson, Notre Dame, LSU, and then Georgia.
Yep.
So besides Carolina and the ECU Pirates, the South crushes in football.
Yes.
I mean, look at that. Bama, Clemson, LSU, Georgia. Notre Dame is the only oddball north of the Mason-Dixon line.
And we think they're overhyped.
And you think they're overhyped. Michigan has fallen in at 6th, I think. I didn't take the top 6. I just took top 5. Michigan's fallen in at 6th. So we'll see what happens there. So let's talk about the college football playoff rankings. Tuesday night, what do you think? Number one, Bama?
Bama, unequivocally.
Number two?
Clemson.
I think it's got to be Clemson. Number three?
I think LSU should be over Notre Dame.
You think LSU should be over Notre Dame, even though Notre Dame's undefeated?
I don't care.
I know you don't care.
I think Notre Dame will be third.
They won't be at the end of the year.
Then LSU and Georgia. Who will be fourth? Or Michigan? Or will UCF?
LSU. Because of the strength of the SEC.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But that's going to all change after next Saturday.
Right.
Michigan could let down.
In one way or the other. Either Bama won't be one, or LSU will not be where they are. So, but is anybody, I mean, legitimately, is anybody as good as Alabama and Clemson?
No, I don't.
I think Bama's going to show what the different level is this weekend.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I think Tua may potentially throw a pass in the fourth quarter, which he has yet to do this year. I think Tua may potentially throw a pass in the fourth quarter. But, you know, the thing about it is what everybody's been saying is it's not, you know, LSU has a great defense. It's not the defense that's going to have to try to stop Alabama's offense. It's the offense that's going to have to try to score on Alabama's defense.
Oh, yeah.
So is there any team out there that can potentially match the offense and defensive prowess of Alabama? And I think the only team in the country, honestly, is Clemson.
Is Clemson.
Or the Havelock Rams. Yeah. Or the L.A. Rams. L.A. Rams or Havelock Rams, whichever one you want. Yeah. They both kind of have this interchangeable sort of thing. So big games next week. So let's talk about them. Bama, LSU, who you got?
Bama.
I got Bama.
Bama by a squeaker, 2 touchdowns.
Georgia versus Kentucky.
Georgia. By two touchdowns.
I'm going to say Georgia. Even though I just think something crazy could happen in Kentucky, I'm going to go Georgia. Iowa, Northwestern.
Give Northwestern, man.
I'm going to take Northwestern. The purple.
The Wildcats.
The Wildcats in their purple uniforms. Uh-huh. Nicholas, who you got?
The Wildcats.
Texas, West Virginia. I'm not sure where this game is. I'm going to say
it's at Texas.
I'm going to have to say Texas, I think.
I mean, they should have more athletes than West Virginia, should they not?
Yes, they should.
I think Texas.
I'm taking the Mountaineers.
All right. West Virginia.
Mountain Mama. Yeah. Okay. Now, this is a crazy one. Temple versus UCF, and you're saying, why are we throwing this in there? Temple and UCF are currently tied in the American Athletic Conference 4-0. Just saying.
UCF's going to come back to work.
Okay, so you're taking UCF.
Yeah, crush them.
Okay, I am too. But I just thought it was interesting. So Pitt and UVA. Pitt is 3-1, and UVA is 4-1 in the ACC Coastal. Battering for first. And let me just go on record to tell you, Pitt's only loss in the ACC at 3-1. Came to Carolina is only ACC. Yes, Carolina beat Pittsburgh.
If that's the case, then UVA is definitely winning.
Yeah, I'm saying UVA is going to be.
UVA.
All right. Now, UNC versus Georgia Tech. I'm going Georgia Tech, and they're probably going to rush for 900 yards.
I'm thinking more like 837.
Okay.
Definitely over 400 yards rush.
Yeah. Okay. Florida State versus NC State. Are y'all going to this game?
Yes. Pack, Wolfpack's back on board.
You think they're back on board on this one?
Pack is back.
330, we're back at home. Yes, we're ready to win.
Are you agreeing with that?
The Pack's going to win.
Okay. Then.
So who are you?
Who are you?
I mean, we lost.
Oh, man.
We lost to Clemson bad at Clemson.
Okay.
Florida State got annihilated at their home field.
Yeah. Okay. I'll say State. I'm going with State. Yeah. I'll go State. And then finally, Memphis Tigers take on the ECU Pirates. What am I saying? Good God. I say the Tigers by two touchdowns.
What's the over-under?
Who cares?
79. No, I don't know.
Whatever the Memphis average scoring points a game is, double it. That's how many they're going to score.
All right. So you're...
Scott has only got one victory left in him in his career, and this isn't it.
Okay. All right. So I think we're pretty much all in agreement there. Moving on, NFL. So this is interesting because we're recording this podcast actually as a couple of the games are going on. So let's talk about that. We can talk about the 1 o'clock games. Panthers dominated, beat the Ravens 36-21, moved to 5-2. Cam looked as good as he looked all year.
He was phenomenal today.
Yeah.
And I looked the last two games. I'd only scored 3 points the first two halves of the last two games. I mean, I think he's on a roll. I mean, he played. He actually just so crisp. I mean, if he's playing like that, the Panthers are dangerous.
I think he must have listened to our podcast and he heard Trevor comment about being drunk and drinking beer and not being able to complete a 3-yard pass.
No.
Because he played – I mean, he played really good.
Yeah, I mean, he's dangerous. If he plays like that, they're going to win every game.
Yeah.
But he's a true Dale Joneser. He might look great that game or that quarter. That doesn't mean it'll prevail.
Nicholas made a good comment before we went on air. We did catch a lot of breaks. We call a lot of the Patriot breaks. There was a couple balls that got batted. Like, he threw a ball that got batted right near the end zone. And McCaffrey jumped up and caught it and went in the end zone.
Unbelievable.
Then they did a little pitch option to DJ Moore. The ball went on the ground, bounced. It was, you know, when the ball bounces like that, you have no idea where it's going to bounce. Bounced right back up into DJ Moore's hands, and he ran it for like a 29-yard or 25-yard run. Everything went our way, but hell, we need some times like that.
Those things happen at home.
Yeah. So, and Gano made another clutch field goal at 50 some odd yarder at the end of the first half. So, they played well. There's still a game. Well, Saints play later on tonight. The Saints are 5-1. So, we're actually pulling pretty hard for the Vikings. See what happens here. But so the Panthers are hitting their stride. I do not know who they have next week. But, I do know they play Tampa Bay next week. Yeah, they play Tampa Bay next week. That's right.
So hopefully Jameis starts again.
Yeah, no. Nah, we're going to get to that one. Bears versus Jets. They played a close one. Mitchell Trubisky, Bears, led them to the victory, 24-10. The Bears moved to 4-3. He actually looked pretty good second half today. KC and Denver, late push by Denver, but KC hangs on to win, 30-23. Patrick, my homeboy, McHomes, had a pretty good game.
Yeah, they were showing the stats when he played against Baker Mayfield.
Yeah, and they play next week. Kansas City plays Cleveland. And
he threw for like 747 yards or something.
Yeah, unbelievable. When he was at Texas Tech.
Yeah.
Yeah, and they actually play Cleveland plays Kansas City next weekend. Speaking of the Cleveland Browns, Pittsburgh, a little bit different this week as opening week. Pittsburgh is rounding into shape.
Yes.
Without Le'Veon Bell. James Conners, who I have on my fantasy team on one of my leagues, and I forgot to put in because he was sitting because they were
by
last week, and I forgot to put him in, had like 38 points.
Yeah, he crushed it
on my bench.
I mean, I think
it was the league I'm playing you.
Yes.
I'm still beating you.
I know. You're lucky there.
But he's on the bench. I had him on the bench with 38 points.
I think at this point the Steelers don't want Le'Veon Bell back. He's too much of a distraction for the team, and I think he's a poison pill in the locker room.
I agree. I mean, you know. 33-18 today. They're starting to round into shape. Big Ben is starting to get a little winter. He's starting to let the hair grow on the face. He's getting that winter coat on, and
they're coming to team. I mean, I think sometimes you've seen some teams that are more talented than others, but the teams that come together win time and time again.
Yeah, I think
that's the Patriots.
Yeah, I think Pittsburgh is starting to round into shape. We'll see what happens. The Bengals and Bucks. This was a great game. The Bengals survived the Fitz magic and kicked the last second field goal to win 37-34. So Jameis Winston was benched in the second half when they were down by 18 points. Why?
And four interceptions later.
Because he threw four interceptions. Four interceptions and was replaced by Ryan Fitzpatrick, who erased that 18-point deficit, led him to a touchdown, two-point conversion to tie the game, and everyone just assumed it was going to overtime until Andy Dalton broke everyone's hearts. And that's something you don't hear very often. Andy Dalton breaking someone's heart. Let them down.
Red.
Big red. So the Bengals came back and won 37-34. Seattle just took it to the Lions 28-14. That wasn't much of a game. And the Redskins, I am not a Redskins fan, but I'm just going to just 5-2. They grinded out a win against the hapless Giants. They beat them 20-13. The game wasn't as close as that. The Giants scored a touchdown in the last, 15 seconds of the game. Adrian Peterson, I think they said he was 30 – is he 31 or 36? I can't remember. He's in his 30s. Yeah. Old. He's old
older
for
than
back.
Me. He's 36.
Okay, old for a running back.
Yeah.
24 rushes, 149 yards, including a 64-yard run to basically ice the game. He ran away from the defenders and scored – the touchdown that basically iced the game for him.
He's crushing it.
Yeah, he's crushing it. And then Alex Smith, is he the Trent Dilfer of football?
wins where he goes.
All he does is win.
No matter what.
Look, they got rid of him in San Francisco.
Yep.
They got rid of him in Kansas City. Now he's a game manager, man. He doesn't do anything great, but he doesn't do anything stupid.
He's not going to cost you the game.
No, he's not. We'll see what happens. I'm not a Redskins fan at all, but I kind of have to like the fact that this cast off, they got rid of him for the young gun, which Mahomes is killing it, but they didn't sign Cousins back for the whatever the umpteen million of dollars guaranteed, and they kind of got him, and they was like, okay, and he's killing it, man.
Yeah.
You got to pull for Alex Smith.
Yeah, I mean, absolutely.
From Utah?
Utah, went to University of Utah. Yes, had a great career. In fact, it was when he was there was when I think they either went undefeated or undefeated going into –
They went undefeated going into the bowl game.
Yeah, the bowl game or something like that. I mean, they had his senior year or maybe his junior year.
That was Urban Meyer.
Yeah, Urban Meyer was there. He played for Urban Meyer. So that's the only negative thing I can really say about him is that he played. So despite Urban Meyer, Alex Smith turned out okay.
Yes.
So really all I got to say about that game is to my friend AJ Jethwa, I'm sorry, bud. The Giants.
Go Giants.
Go Giants, man.
Go Giants. They're horrible. They are absolutely horrible. The New York football Giants, the G-men, AJ, they're 1-7, man.
Bob Orlick's team, too.
Bob pulls for the Giants.
The New York football
Giants. The New York football Giants. Are you serious?
Pen just broke.
My pen just broke. Oh, well. Wow. Well, Bob and AJ can go have a beer together at Carolina L House.
I think they need more than that to get them sorrows away.
Yeah, 1-7. Anyway, 4 p.m. games. Colts Raiders. Colts edged out the Raiders 42-28. Is the Packers Ram game over?
It just finished. The Rams won by a field goal.
Rams
29-27. One that we really don't really care who won. The 49ers and the Cardinals. The 18-15. The Cardinals came back and won.
Yep.
Okay, they were down. Yeah, they were down 15-3 and scored a touchdown. And when I was on my way over here to record this,
man.
So they scored another touchdown. All right.
Sorry, Jeff Clark. I don't mind the 49ers losing that.
So that sets up. So next Thursday night, barn burner of a game. The one and let's see how many games do we
the
play
Giants
now. No, it gets worse. The one win 49ers, the Bay Series. The one win 49ers play the one win Raiders next Thursday night. I've got something going on Thursday night on national TV.
Ooh.
Actually, on cable. It's
trying to call us in.
It's tape delayed, like the NBA used to be, like the world champion, like the like it's like in 1975, it's tape delayed. They play at 8, but it won't. It'll come on about 2:30 in the morning.
I think midget wrestling will pull more viewers than they will.
That might be a good night to watch The Good Wife.
Yes.
Rerun.
I don't even know what that is, but it sounds good.
Yeah, or but no, not baseball. I mean, you could literally watch 6 football games in the time you could watch one baseball game. Tonight, coming up, Saints 5-1 at Minnesota. That's going to be a great game. We're going to have to pull for the Vikings on that one to get the Panthers back.
Okay. I was like, I pull for Drew Brees, man.
Yeah. Well, I would too. I mean, I like Drew Brees. I got him in a couple of my leagues, but, you know, I'm thinking unselfishly here. I'm just going out beyond my fantasy football league. I'm thinking about playoff tickets and Panthers.
Yeah.
So, and then tomorrow night, the 5-2 New England Patriots play the 2-5 Buffalo Bills.
Ooh, so feel bad for the Bills tomorrow night.
I'll be going to bed at 8:30 tomorrow night and getting up early. So, finally, moving on to the NBA. News of the last couple of days. You wouldn't think since we recorded the podcast since Wednesday that a lot has happened in the NBA besides just games, but there's been a little bit going on. Cleveland fires Ty Lue yesterday after starting the season 0-6. In his 2.5 seasons with the Cavs, Lou had a over 60% winning percentage, 41-20 record in the playoffs, including one NBA title.
I mean, in his defense, really, that's LeBron James's record.
Yeah, I was gonna say, you know, I was gonna say it didn't hurt the fact that Ty Lue had LeBron James playing with him.
Yeah, that don't suck.
So, you know, and now he's got Kevin Love. A slight drop off. maybe a better post player, maybe a better rebounder.
And Kalo's been putting some good numbers.
He's a great role player.
Great role player. A number one? No. So it was announced earlier that Larry Drew, who was assistant, had been promoted to interim head coach. But I saw something literally right before we came on the air saying that Larry Drew had not accepted the position. Mm. He's wanting a little more guarantee and commitment from the Cavaliers, not just beyond beyond this season. So stay tuned for that one. I don't really know that if they had Larry Drew, Nancy Drew, Drew Barrymore, Drew Gooden. I don't really think it would matter whoever they have coaching this team. They will win a game eventually, but
they're going to win before Dixon does. I guarantee that.
Before Lejeune.
Yeah, Lejeune, sorry.
You think they will?
Yes.
So you're saying that they're going to win this week and Lejeune's going to lose next week?
Yes.
Okay. That's a bold prediction. All right. LeBron this week, actually last night, moved on to the 6th all-time scoring list, passing Dirk Nowitzki. The Lakers lost to the Spurs. Braun now has 31,188 points, the most of any active player in the NBA. Next up, it's Wilt. He is a little over 200 points behind Wilt, and so in the next 2 or 3 weeks,
December 1st, he'll be past Wilt.
He should pass Wilt. Yeah, I wouldn't even say. I mean,
I'm thinking Thanksgiving night.
If he averages 20 points a game and over the next,
yeah,
I mean, he'll average more than 20 points a game, 25 points a game over the next 10 games. Yeah, he'll pass him. So yeah, we'll see when it is. That would be kind of neat if it's Thanksgiving night. Now this is the craziest story that legitimately I've ever heard as it relates to basketball. Houston Rockets executive Daryl Morey and his obsession with beating the Golden State Warriors. I mean, he talked about it last year.
Oh, yeah.
And he's documented. He's gone on record. Like, this is, like, all they wanted to do. So, in his obsession to beat the Golden State Warriors, Houston has offered four first-round draft picks this week for LeBron James. Oh, wait. I mean, Kevin Durant. Oh, wait. Anthony Davis. Oh, no, wait. No, Jimmy Butler.
Jimmy Butler.
Wow.
Houston has offered the Minnesota Timberwolves
wow.
4 first-round draft picks for Jimmy Butler.
Wow.
Okay. So
I get that for LeBron, Kevin Durant. Steph Curry, Russell Westbrook.
I mean, I could name literally about 5 or 6, 7 players potentially. I could go – I mean, I don't even know that I would give up 3 first-round draft picks for Jimmy Butler. Mm. Maybe 2. But Morey is so
– he's in a win-now mode.
He's so blind, man. Yeah, he is so blinded by trying – okay, so first of all, does even adding Jimmy Butler to that lineup make them better than Golden State?
And the biggest thing is, like I just mentioned earlier, is about the team concept.
Yeah.
I mean, Golden State, their parts are very impressive, but together as a team, it's just unbelievable. Like, Draymond Green is an all-star because of the way he works together with that team. He's not an all-star without that team.
No. I would agree with you. But now the plot thickens. So I don't know who literally the bigger dumbass is. The Houston Rockets executive or the Minnesota Timberwolves executive. Because they have said no. You know why they said no? They're holding out for those four first round draft picks and Eric Gordon that currently plays for the Houston Rockets.
Wow.
Now Eric Gordon is a good player. He's currently the reigning sixth man in the NBA. But I'm just letting you know why in the hell the Wolves do not jump over on four first round draft picks. Butler, he didn't want to be in Minnesota anyway. He was literally back and forth during preseason holding out. They offer four first round draft picks. And they say, no, we can't do it because we want Eric Gordon, too.
So if Minnesota gets this deal, then that GM is arguably the best poker player in the world.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
He must know something. He must know that they're gonna fold.
I guess, man. I don't know. All I can say about this is Greg Goodson, hurry up and finish business school. Then go to law school. And then you can either go work for Minnesota or Houston in the front office because you are smarter than either one of those dudes right now. I'm just telling you. So hurry up and do it, son. All right. We're down to two. Two undefeateds, that is. Toronto 6-0, Milwaukee 6-0. No Golden State, no Boston, no 76ers.
No LeBron James.
No LeBron James. That pains me. Toronto 6-0, Milwaukee 6-0. But that will end tomorrow night.
They play each other.
Kawhi versus the Greek Freak.
I mean, Toronto's probably going to win just based on recent history, but dude, the Greek Freak is so nasty.
Man. I don't know. The damn Milwaukee Bucks are good. I think they play – I don't know where they play. Y'all can look it up. It doesn't matter.
No.
But, I don't know. I mean, Toronto has probably the better team. But the Greek Freak, you just never know, man. That dude's nasty. He's nasty.
Yeah.
So we'll see what happens. Again and again, there were two. Two winless teams. You can pick one because their coach got fired, the Cleveland Cavaliers. But you've looked at the script notes, Bobby. Can anybody guess the other winless team? Oklahoma City Thunder.
Wow.
0-4. They've only played four games. 0-4. What do you think the locker room is like right now?
Russell Westbrook
is
pissed.
Is he still out? He didn't play.
He's not
game.
Hurt right yeah. now. He's been hurt.
He's been hurt. Yeah.
So that kind of hurts.
Yeah, it hurts him. But Paul George is still there.
Yeah, but he's not Russell Westbrook.
No, he's not. But do you think Russell Westbrook is a happy camper right now?
He's ready to get back.
Wow.
Yeah. And also of note in the NBA, those same Houston Rockets who are hell-bent on trading away their future forever, they are a stellar 1-4 so far on the season. One win, four losses. The one win over the Lakers.
Wow.
So that's pretty...
Carmelo Anthony's already ruined the Rockets, basically, is what you've told me.
Basically, he has come in and the virus has infiltrated the Houston Rockets locker room and it's over.
I mean, if we were playing like a back, 3-on-3 to 21, I think Carmelo's a great player to have on your team. But in a 5-on-5 setting, make it take it. But
yeah.
In a 5-on-5 setting, like back in the day, I would take Melo on my team because I know he can stroke it. But he's not a team player, and he's not going to help your team get better.
He's not going to help your team get better. He doesn't play defense. He doesn't. He's a one-trick pony.
Yeah.
I mean, he's not a. Everyone says, "Oh man, he's not a good shooter. He's a scorer.
He's a good scorer.
He's a good scorer."
He's a back-to-the-basket guy. He's an ISO guy. He doesn't help a team. He's not helping you beat Golden State. I'm going to tell you that right now.
When was the last time – I just thought about this. When was the last time you ever saw Carmelo dunk the ball? Do you think he can dunk the ball?
He did in Syracuse that year.
Yeah, that year they won the national championship. Yeah. But I don't know that ever since he's been in the NBA, I think he's lazy. I think dunking takes too much effort, and he just wants to lay it up on the backboard.
Yeah. It's worth two either way, Coz. It's worth 2 points.
Good point. Good point. I mean, he'll get his time on ESPN Sports Center. All right, let's move on. Other sporting news. Speaking of the Lakers, we just talked about their home city, Los Angeles, made history today. Have you heard about this? This is a very interesting fact. Today, in sports, LA, Los Angeles, is literally the center of the sports universe because it became the first city in the U.S. and probably the world. Has to be the world.
Yeah, because no one else plays football.
Yeah. To play host to 5 pro sporting events today.
Wow.
The Rams, who just finished playing, The Dodgers, who are playing in the World Series tonight. The LA Kings are playing a home hockey game. The LA Galaxy played a home Major League Soccer game tonight.
I didn't even know who LA Galaxy was, so thank you for dropping that.
LA Galaxy. They have Ibrahimovic, man. They got that dude. They got that, like, the crazy Swede dude that's great. He played in the NPL and over in Europe forever.
Sounds great.
Yeah, anyway. And then the LA Clippers play home later tonight. Five home sporting events in the town. First time in history.
So would you rather go to a Major League Soccer game that serves no beer or a Major League Baseball game that serves beer till the middle of the seventh inning?
Baseball.
Oh, and you got 18 innings to play.
I would go definitely to the soccer game because they serve beer there. But even if they didn't serve beer, because they have shootouts. Yeah, you're not going to sit there for forever. It'll be done, and you know you can
it's
just
1-0.
Yeah, and it's exciting 1-0 game.
It's only 90 minutes.
Yeah, 90 minutes.
And it's unlucky.
That's right.
If your team loses.
That's right. All right, studs and duds. Studs and duds. Who you got? Stud of the week, Bobby. Tell me who you got.
Todd Gurley. He just keeps winning, baby.
Yeah.
I mean, he just made that unbelievable catch. I don't know if you saw that pass that he caught.
No, I didn't.
Oh, it was unbelievable. Wow. He about fell out of bounds, but collected his – I mean, just the ball got tipped by the Packers defender. He catches it, has 1 foot.
Oh, was that right before the end of the first half? Yeah, I did see that. Yeah, that was a great catch.
And he's just been crushing it all year. I mean, he's the GOAT.
He is right now the best running back in the NFL.
Not even close, I don't think.
Yeah. I mean, the second best running back is actually not playing right now.
Yeah. I don't know. You look at Connor.
James Connor.
He might be the second best.
Yeah, actually, he might be. Bob, who's your stud of the week?
I mean, I got to go with Todd Gurley.
Todd Gurley?
Yeah, I hate to, you know.
That's easy. Hop on the bandwagon. That's all right.
I saw that same play.
I mean, Nick? Me and Todd are from the same county, so Todd Gurley.
Todd Gurley. I'm going with the I'm just going with Clemson. I just have to, you know, everybody thought they were 17-point favorites. They thought they were going to win, but they've kind of, you know, and if you want to say Tyler Lawrence, I mean, it doesn't matter. The kid, I mean, they're good. They're good. Mm. I thought they were going to be a little bit down, but the kid has stepped in and he's played really well. I thought when Kelly Bryant left that they, you know, I just didn't know what would happen, but it took him a couple games, two or three games, to kind of get his feet underneath him. And now that he knows he's a starting quarterback, you know, he had a rough game against Syracuse at home.
Yes,
the game he got kind of knocked out or didn't came back or whatever, but or actually didn't come back. But the last 2 weeks, man, he's been money. So, dud of the week. Who's your dud of the week? I really hadn't thought about this.
I got a TBD on part of this. I think right now I would say Jameis Winston, because he's my fantasy quarterback, and he got me negative points today.
Well, what about your defense? Miami Dolphin defense, they got you negative points.
They got me negative as well, so both of them together. But
I'm blaming them.
But I'm saying TBD right now, I think, is the Rockets and the Minnesota Timberwolves GMs.
Yeah.
I mean, if the Timberwolves do get Eric Gordon with the 4 first-round picks.
Then he's a hero.
Then he's not a dud.
He's executive of the year.
Yes.
I mean, legitimately executive of the year.
But right now, the Rockets willing off that. He's definitely a dud. And then if he gives him Eric Gordon, he's even more of a dud.
Yeah. I would actually tend to.
So it's tough. Who do you choose?
Yeah, I would actually tend to agree with you. Dual duds in Houston and offering that. I mean, again, it's Jimmy Butler. Mm. I mean, that's what the most amazing thing about this to me. I mean, he's a good, you know.
He's not beating the Warriors.
But the thing about this is he goes to the team and he's the third best player on the team. And you're giving 4 first round. I mean, he's behind Chris Paul and James Harden. He's the third best player on the team. So what if they were going after James Harden and Chris Paul? Would they give away 10 first round?
20.
Actually, there's an NBA rule, and I did not know this, but when they talked about it, the maximum number of first round draft picks that you can give up in a trade is 4. Wow. Houston's, they're maxed out. I mean, they're all in.
Yeah.
And they didn't even, they have no poker hand. They didn't say we'll give you 1 or 2. They went straight to 4.
Oh, yeah.
So those are code duds of the week, but one of them will become dud of the millennium.
Yeah. So if Minnesota gets Eric Gordon, then he is executive of the year, the Minnesota guy is, and Daryl Morey becomes legitimately whoever owns the Houston Rockets, my son is going to be out of business school in like 2 years from Carolina. Give him a year to train, and he can come over and make the same dumbass decisions that Daryl Morey is making.
He's got
right now.
He's got 4 years, because after these four first-round picks, it's not going to matter.
Good point, yeah. Good point.
It's perfect timing for Greg.
Perfect timing. All right, rapid fire. Here we go. True or false? After his umpteenth consecutive lackluster performance, Eli Manning will be benched in the Giants' next game. It's in 2 weeks versus San Francisco for Y.A. Tittle. And the Giants, wait a minute, true or false? And the Giants will actually be favored over the 49ers by 3 points, despite Tittle passing away in October of 2017. True or false?
I want to say true.
I'm thinking true too.
You know,
the ghost of YA passed.
Yeah. Now the coach might get fired, but it's going to get fired anyway, going 1-7. So you might as well go ahead and do it.
Good point. Would you rather watch 5 hours of Major League Baseball or 5 minutes of high school cross country?
Oh, cross country, not okay. Even close. Oh, yeah.
Would you rather go out on a date with Caitlyn Jenner or watch 5 hours of Major League Baseball? That's a tough one, dude.
I can do baseball. I can handle it.
Okay, like I think.
She's a Ranger.
It's like having a cold and taking a shot of malaria.
Good point, Bob. Good point. Who's cooler, Bill Gates or Mark Zuckerberg?
Oh, Bill Gates.
Gosh. Really?
Not even close.
They made a movie about Mark Zuckerberg. It was called The Facebook. Okay.
Everybody in the world uses what Bill Gates does every day.
Good point. What could you not live without? A Microsoft product or Facebook?
I live without Microsoft products.
Because you're on the Mac.
So on the Mac.
What do you use for word processing?
I use Google Docs.
What do you use? Is that what you use for Excel? Mm-hmm. I use Google for spreadsheets?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And it's free.
So what you're saying is you're addicted to Facebook?
Yes, basically.
Okay.
Just that, though.
All right. Best Julia Roberts movie? Pretty Woman, Notting Hill, Aaron Brockovich, Steel Magnolias, Ocean's 11, Sleeping with the Enemy, or Yes?
Aaron Brockovich was pretty good, but Pretty Woman, you gotta stick with Pretty Woman.
Yeah. Pretty Woman's awesome. Have you seen Sleeping with the Enemy?
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh.
That's a great flick, too. I would just say yes. Anything that she's in, yes. Yes.
Yes. Yes.
All the above.
Southwest High School, state 2A finals?
I don't see that happening. Maybe third round Eastern finals. They'll be done by the Eastern finals.
Okay. Yes or no? White Oak, Dixon, Lejeune, Northside, Swansboro, get ready for basketball season.
Maybe we'll just skip on the summer.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. All right. Tyler Lawrence, better than Deshaun Watson?
Ooh. Wow.
That's a tough one. This is rapid fire.
Dead
air on a podcast is not a good thing.
I know. Sorry. We're gonna go with Tyler.
Tyler.
I'm gonna say Deshaun.
You say Deshaun. Yeah. Nick, who you got?
Deshaun.
Tyler's
Deshaun.
Got the upside. Deshaun's already gone.
Tyler Lawrence or Tua?
Tua.
Yeah.
Right now I say yeah. Two as a sophomore. Of course, he didn't play but one game last year. And He won the national championship. He didn't play but one half last year. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, right now, Tua, I guess. Yeah.
It's too early to tell.
Yes or no? NC State football, just not ready to go to the next level?
Yes.
Yes, they are?
Yes, we're not ready.
Yes, you're not ready. Okay. Yes or no? Should I trademark Fedora out the door?
Yes.
Okay. I'm going to. He's gone.
He's gone.
True or false? It was rumored, true or false, that Scotty Montgomery gathered his football team in the locker room yesterday afternoon so they could jump up and down, do the worm, and celebrate because they didn't lose the football game. True or false?
True. They've been practicing. They've been saving up on that one.
They've been saving up for that one for about 5 or 6 weeks. Yeah. Okay. True or false? University of Kentucky football school?
No.
No?
No.
All right. Who coaches Northwestern football? No clue. Dude.
A man.
Are you sure it's not one of the NBA?
It's not the NBA
female refs.
No, it's not.
Okay. His name is Pat Fitzgerald. I bet you probably 90% of the people in the United States that are not Northwestern or Big Ten fans have no idea who he is.
I was about to say 90% of Northwestern fans.
Yeah. Carolina Panthers hitting their stride, or are the Ravens overrated?
I think they're hitting their stride. I just don't want them to hit it too soon.
The Ravens did lose a couple weeks ago to the Browns on the last second field goal.
Yeah, but the Browns have been competitive all year.
Except today. But yeah, you're right. One game for all the marbles. Which QB from the state of Florida do you take to quarterback? Jameis Winston, Blake Bortles, Brock Osweiler, or DeAndre Francois from Florida State? Which one of those four is going to be your quarterback?
Wow.
Anybody but Jameis Winston.
Blake Bortles puts up numbers, even though he doesn't win. He does put up numbers.
I'm thinking Brock Osweiler.
Brock Osweiler.
Actually.
Brock definitely.
They've lost, but he has looked terribly bad in Miami's game.
Anybody but Jameis. Okay.
Yes or no? Does Luke Walton survive the year as head coach for the Lakers?
If LeBron James wants him to, yes. It's all LeBron. It's LeBron's world.
Yeah. All right.
LeBron would have gotten fired before he got there anyway. So
Ty Lue, next coach for the Lakers?
No.
No.
Okay. I think. True or false? Although LeBron is on pace to pass Wilt Chamberlain in the next few weeks on the all-time scoring list, Wilt's record of sexual conquest in a lifetime is pretty secure.
Yes. True or false? Nobody's touching that thing.
Ever.
Ever.
I agree with you. Simple question. Is Houston's executive Daryl Morey on crack cocaine?
I would hope so, yes. I heard it's pretty prevalent in the Houston area.
Yeah. I just, Jimmy Butler. Okay. I actually asked y'all this question. I'll ask you again. Does adding Jimmy Butler to the roster move the Rockets past the Warriors?
No.
Unequivocally.
Not even, no.
Even if they get to keep Eric Gordon?
No.
No. And if they get to keep Eric and the four first round draft picks.
I agree. Would you rather be in the locker room right now with Russell Westbrook or LeBron James?
I think LeBron's fine with what the record is. He knows they weren't going to win.
Okay. So you'd rather be in the locker room with LeBron?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Russell Westbrook, he's pissed right now. Even though he's not playing, he hasn't been playing.
He's still pissed.
He's pissed.
Plus, I'm in L.A. versus Oklahoma City.
Yeah, good point. Good point. All right, last question. Since the center of the sports universe today is Los Angeles, five teams, tell me what their record is going to be at the end of the night, the combined record of those teams. So, L.A. Rams have already won. So, you know they're going to at least be 1-4.
The Dodgers are going to win tonight.
You think the Dodgers will win?
So, they don't.
So, you think that's going to be 2-0. So, what about the Galaxy?
I have no idea, but let's go for them.
They were up 2-1 in the 69th minute. I don't know if they end up
winning. Soccer game, so they definitely didn't lose.
So, we'll say 3-0. The L.A. Kings hockey. Ooh. Have they played yet?
Probably not.
So they're gonna be 4-0.
Okay, and then the Clippers.
Who the Clippers play?
Y'all know? I don't even know.
Let's go for the perfect day.
You think that LA will be the center of the universe? They will be 5-0 at the end of the night.
I think they're gonna make the perfect day, kind of like we've been talking about this little side project, the perfect week.
Yeah, we're not revealing that by the way.
No, there's no revealing about this perfect week.
But. After tonight.
Yeah, because in hockey and soccer they can tie.
And football. But they've already played.
But they didn't.
Yeah.
So
I think that the perfect day. That's
the perfect day. I'm thinking they're gonna go 5-0. We'll see next week when they come back. All right, guys, that's it. Hey, thanks so much, guys. We appreciate you listening. Tune in Friday for the little 2 or 3 minute weekend's almost here. Tune in. And hang on, the weekend's almost here. And as we sign off, Boston 2, LA 0, the perfect week, the perfect day is in very much jeopardy. Have a good night.